An Introduction to Teddy Warrior's Book, Son of the Nile. It has been a distinct pleasure witnessing the formation of this epic poem, and to coach Teddy through the process of lifting the words off the page, as he recorded Son of the Nile over two mornings in the Bartos suite of Montezuma Castle. In our discussions, it quickly became clear to me the enormity of this project, as Teddy's tribute to everyone who has guided his fascinating journey and shaped him into the changemaker he has become. The poem is many things at once: a voice steeped in rootedness, a personal excavation of gratefulness and gratitude, a backwards journey to the source, a kind of palimpsest of layered words from the past that remain even if their authors do not, a stream of consciousness rich in the ebb and flow of tides of memory, a call to action through personal example, a human matrix of people he brings together from different places and times, a river of human life through the eyes of a sojourner. Teddy has a remarkable ability to write history by witnessing and unifying experiences, his own and others, through a uniquely African lens. As the original source of civilization, Africa becomes the starting point, and Teddy offers an alternative, first-hand perspective of human striving and suffering across the world in its relation to our common origins. This offers a fresh and bold revision of perspectives, e.g. white Eurocentric ones, that have often taken narrative precedence. By rewriting this narrative in poetic form, Teddy encourages new voices, younger and older, to retrace their own journeys by seeking and making connections, observing patterns, through real-world experiences that reveal our interconnectedness as fellow river travelers.